Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Simply Shantae with me, Jaleesa Shantae. So happy to have you here for another episode. Child, it's been a minute. I know, but man, if it's other stuff in my life that's going to take precedence, that's just what it is. Like, I got stuff I got to do, for real. I don't know if you noticed, but like a lot of the episodes, they've been like every other week because I mean, that's all I had to give at the time. And what, the past couple of times, it has been an episode in a few weeks, but I mean, that's all I had to give. If I got other stuff going on, I just got other stuff going on. It takes precedence above this podcast. And don't get me wrong, I still like doing it. I appreciate everybody that listens to. I know y'all done heard this before, but I mean, it is what it is. But I am getting into the swing of things, into this new era of my life and how stuff in the go. So yeah, I mean, it took me a little bit of time to like adjust to it, you know, having a podcast and my schedule being different and whatever. That was more important. Like, and that's something I would always say on this podcast, you got to have your priorities in order. So while this is something that I like to do, it is a hobby. And I had my priorities in order. I had to put the podcast on the back burner for a few weeks. And that's just what it is. Because I'm not going to sit up here knowing I got other stuff that takes precedence over the podcast that needs to get done, that I need to do, and then be sitting up here podcast to talk about this, that, the third, celebrity news, stuff going on, trying to be all positive. And I ain't got my shit in order. So, I mean, I had to get that done. I mean, I ain't gonna sugarcoat nothing. I had to get that done. And at 20, I'll be done with the season. 20 episodes a season. Cause like I said before, when it get hot outside, I be ready to be outside. And this podcast, I do this when it's cold outside. And it's starting to get warm. So season 3, we get back to that at the end of this year. And season 2, you know, I really do appreciate everybody who has came on the show. I still have some other interviews that I will be dropping soon. I'll have them for you. Ended up the season with those. I still have part 2 of the Vegas trips and ways that you can go to Vegas affordably. So I got back to the podcast when I could. Excuse whatever it is, what it is. I don't care. Shit, I don't care. That's the reality of the situation. I do want to talk about something though this week. Because I had to tell myself this, you know, really, is that you don't have to. You don't have to do anything in this world that you don't want to do. If you don't want to deal with certain people, if you don't want to be around certain things, you don't have to do that. You don't have to accept what people feel like they should give you. And that's for like everybody, family, friends, whatever. It don't matter. Like, you can't let nobody like guilt trip you or make you feel obligated to do stuff that you don't want to do. And no is enough. You don't have to give no explanation, no because, or go into like some story. If you said no, then that's just what it is. No, you don't have to explain yourself to these people. And people be thinking like you need to give them explanations, blah blah blah, whatever. I mean, sometimes I feel like a lot of times people be knowing what they be doing. So then when you sit up here and try to give them an explanation, they always got an excuse. And it's like, you know what you're doing. So I'm not even going to sit up here and try to explain myself, because I just don't really like that. That just gets on my nerves. Like, you want to act like this, then okay, act like that. But you ain't going to act like that around me. And I'm not talking like on like no relationship type time or no stuff like that. I'm just talking about like in general, because a lot of times people be playing and they think like they can do this, that, the third or whatever, and you still gonna want to come around them, y'all still gonna be cool or whatever. And with me, it don't work like that. Like, I used to give like grace and stuff and be like, oh, it ain't me, like, I don't care. Like, I don't need you to be a part of my life in order for me to have a good life. Like, what? Crazy people just be having like these real big high egos and feel like you always gonna allow them to be a part of your life, or you always gonna allow them to treat you this way or do stuff to you. And a lot of times people just be trying to get what they can get out of you and then be like, oh, peace, goodbye, when they realize they can't use you no more. Something else that really irritates me is like people who always be trying to have a pity party. Like, you always got a sad story, something always happened to you, it's always, oh, what was me, such and such did this to me, such and such did that to me. Like, sometimes you are the problem. It's not everybody else is always the issue. Like, I don't feel like being around that kind of shit no more. It's like, you always miserable, always sad, always got a what was me story, always boo-hoo boo-hoo. Like, grow up. Like, people be too old to be acting the way they be acting. I just don't be having time to be right. Like, everybody have problems sometimes. I understand that. But it's like, if you bring stuff on yourself, who can you really be mad at? It's like, you always got to find like a scapegoat, or it's somebody else's fault that this happened to you. Like, we are grown at this point. What do you mean? Like, some people, I just feel like they don't ever grow up and never want to take accountability for the things that happen in their life. So now when you got people who don't talk to you or don't want to be around you anymore, it's like, what did I do? Motherfucker, you know what you did. You know what you did. But people just want to have violent, sad stories, sappy ass stories to why people don't deal with them no more. And that really just irritates me. It's not like you always are the victim in every situation. I feel like sometimes people just have people in their lives who just baby them. It's like you always have some type of sad sob story, and people always be like, oh well, it's a shame they did that to you, or it's a shame that this happened to you, and not necessarily telling you what you did wrong or where you messed up or where you were at fault at. So I'm always somebody, I'm just gonna tell it how it is, and I don't mean to be saying it trying to be like mean necessarily, but it's just like, well, somebody gotta tell you. So I'm gonna tell you. I don't mind telling you. And it's like, I'm trying to tell you about yourself in like a rude or mean way. It's like, I'm trying to do it so that you can grow and become a better person. Stop being so sad and down and depressed, walking around like, woe is me in life, just because stuff didn't go how you wanted to go. Stuff don't go how I wanted to go in my life all the time. But I wish I would let it stop me, or let it, it might slow me down, yes, but it's not going to stop me. It's not going to affect me to the point where I'm looking for somebody that's a scapegoat that I can blame them. That's like me blaming this podcast because of this person or that person. Oh, I stopped doing the podcast because I was just so sad about it. Oh, motherfucker, I stopped doing the podcast because I had bills to pay. This is a hobby. What the fuck do you mean? So I don't know. It's just like always, I just can't be around that whole woe is me mentality, always got a sad sob story. Like, ain't nobody trying to hear that all the time when they around you. And I mean, I know people need somebody to talk to sometimes, but damn, get a therapist. Mental health is real out here. If you need a therapist, then get one, because I'm not it. I had to deal with that shit a long time ago. Always got a sad story. Every time you talk to somebody, it's always boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Like, what's going good in your life? Tell me some good, positive news. I'm not somebody who wants to hear no sad, depressing stuff every time I talk to somebody. Like, you ain't got nothing positive to talk about. Everything went bad. Everything was wrong. Like, did you learn? If it did go bad, did you learn a lesson from the badness? Like, I don't be having time for that kind of stuff. I'm glad, like, this season of my life that I am going through right now, I've been decided to stop being around those type of people who always got a sad story, who always got a sad case based on stuff that they did in their own lives. It's like, how can you be so sad if the reason that you are in this predicament is because of the choices that you made? It's like, recognize what you did wrong, where you messed up, and try to fix it. I mean, that's just what I do in my life. If I make a mistake and if I do something wrong, I don't sit up here and try to look for somebody to blame or try to be like, oh, woe is me, I'm just going through. Like, that's just so corny to me. Like, grow up. I don't know. It's just me. But that's my little rant. That's my little two cents, because I just don't be having time. Like, I like people who have, you know, good energy, good vibes. And that's not to say that, like, if I'm real close to somebody and they're going through something, that I'm not going to be there for them. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's just that, how many times are you going to be the victim in your life story? Don't you want to be the victor? Like, you always want to have this woe is me, down and out, sad, sappy story. That's what you want your legacy to be. I just had a hard life and you never overcame anything. Everything was just bad and miserable. What? Crazy. I'm sorry. I just had to go on this rant because this has just been something I've been wanting to talk about on a podcast for a minute. Like, you cannot be around people who always got something going on, who always sad and depressed. Like, I'll be the type, if you going through something, I'll talk to you and I'll listen to you. But if I, like, if you ask me for my advice and I tell you and you don't like what I say, or you get mad because I didn't like go ahead and co-sign what you said to make you feel better, then what you ask me for? Because I'm not the type of person. If you ask me for some advice, or if you ask me, or if you ask me about a certain situation and how I would handle it, I'm going to tell you how I would handle it. But don't come back to me with the same old violin sad story. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. We too grown to be sitting up here blaming everybody else for our life and why our life ended the way that it did, or why our life is the way that it is. Because if I want something, I go get it. So I can't relate. I'm sorry. Don't ask me, because I'm going to go get it, baby. I'm going to go get it. I'm not going to sit up here and be like, oh, I don't have this, or I don't have that, and such got this, and I want it, but I don't have it. I don't care about none of that. If I want it, I'm going to get it too. I'm going to look at it like motivation, like, yeah, that's nice. I like that. I want to get it too. But some people just, I don't know if they don't have the drive. I don't know if they don't have the motivation. But those are people that I cannot be around. And if you want to live your life like that, that's cool and that's fine. But don't expect me to be around, because I ain't got no time to be like super old in my life and wondering, you know, why my life didn't turn out the way that I wanted it to, because I'm gonna make sure that it does. My life is gonna turn out exactly how I want it to. As long as I keep praying and do what I'm supposed to do, I don't have no worries, baby. So you better go find you some Jesus, and don't be asking me, because that's all I can tell you is I pray for you. Go seek the Lord, because there's no way that over and over and over and over and over and over you keep making the same mistakes and expecting a different result than the one that you've been getting. Like, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, what do you think is going to happen? The same thing. Like, come on, man. Like, try to talk to somebody who don't have a bias about the situation, because sometimes you sit up here and you ask other people, they might not even have the right answer. If you ask me, I don't know, I'm just telling you what I would do. It might not be the right answer, but I mean, it worked for me. But it just comes to a point in people's lives, it's like, how many times do you expect people to just let you do stuff and just act like it's okay? Just let you do stuff and just keep letting it slide, let you do stuff and just act like you ain't do it. But yes, that is all for this episode of Simply Shantae. I will be back. I ain't gonna say same time, same place next week. I'm not gonna say that, because it might be next week, it might be the week after next, we don't know. But I am trying to, this new season in my life, I am trying to get back into the swing of podcasting, finish these few episodes out for the season, you know. But it's just like, in real life, real things happen, and shoot, sometimes certain things that you're doing, certain dreams, they got to take the back burner for a little while so you can, you know, focus on other things that take precedence. And I mean, shoot, that's just what it is. But I really do appreciate everybody who's been listening to this season. I greatly appreciate you. I appreciate all the guests that we've had on this season, the guests that are coming on for this season, all that I haven't posted yet. You know, I just really appreciate everybody. But I mean, when life be life, and life be life, and baby. For real, for real. But that is all for this week. I will see you soon. Bye.